reflecting on who you really are, that's an important knowledge that can help you in every area of life. If you know who you are, then you can also optimize your outcome.
I sent 2 units. They're bringing her down now.
No, Lieutenant, your men are already dead.
The future is approaching faster than ever.
Technological change is speeding up, and your already maladapted evolutionary mismatches are multiplying.
In the future, the current version of you is already dead. The way around that is to keep learning, keep evolving, mentally, psychologically, physically, and financially.
Hi, and welcome to Future Skills. I'm Michael Seeding.
And I'm Ludvig Sundström.
Today we're going to talk about whether you are a maximizer or a satisficer.
Yes, and before we explain this idea a little bit further, I want to say a few words about this kind of episode, because we will be talking quite a lot about self-knowledge in Future Skills, because the more things that change, the more things will remain the same. And things like knowing yourself and understanding history and other stuff, but those two, knowing yourself and understanding history, those are two things that are becoming more and more important because there are a lot of timeless truths in those areas. So if you don't understand these things, then you'll be confused and you'll think that everything you see is kind of new under the sun. But if you do know these things, then you can kind of get a better sense of things.
Yes, it enhances your pattern recognition and enables you to better analyze whatever comes your way.
Yeah, there are a lot of useful principles. So we'll do a lot of these episodes. And this is the first one. And in this one, we'll talk about whether you're a maximizer or a satisficer. And a maximizer, that's a person who just can't help themselves looking for an optimal solution. They are perfectionist by nature.
Yeah. One thing I've thought about is that maximizers, they tend to procrastinate. Not always, but it's a tendency. That procrastination, however, it doesn't have to be bad. Actually, there's research showing that if you procrastinate, you tend to evaluate more alternatives and come up with a better solution.
Yeah, but at the same time, as we'll get into in this episode, people who are maximizers are maybe a better fit for certain things and they're worse at other things.
Yeah, what we're getting at here is that you should analyze yourself and find out which your disposition is. Are you more of a maximizer or more of a satisficer? And then use that information for knowing who to team up with, for example, and what situations to put yourself in.
Yeah, so a maximizer, that's a person who, it's a typical perfectionist. They pick something and then they'll just want to maximize on each little detail without seeing the big picture often. Whereas a satisficer, it's usually a person who's like, okay, this is good enough. Let's just move on.
One thing that's a little paradoxical is that satisficers, they are deadline masters. They never miss deadlines because they know how to get things done and they just do them good enough. And then, well, they make sure they're ready. Whereas a maximizer, they are so into every minute detail and they want to be so perfect that they tend to miss deadlines since they simply aren't ready.
Yeah, it's like if you take the example of someone who's writing a book, someone who is a satisficer, they'll be like, okay, I'll just put out the book. Whereas someone who is more of a maximizer, they'll miss the deadline by like a year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for a satisficer, it's just words and sentences and you put them in order and they more or less tell what you want to tell. But for a maximizer, it's like every word is important. And if you put all your effort into just one thing, like a true maximizer, sure, you might win the Nobel Prize or an Olympic gold medal. But if you don't choose the exact right thing, then you could say that you more or less know nothing. You know everything about such a small area that you really don't know anything.
I think one thing that's interesting and also important when it comes to this, whether you're a maximizer or a satisficer, is kind of the nuance where these are, on one hand side, they are personality traits where some people will find that they are like, this is true for me. I'm really a maximizer, or I'm really a satisficer, you know? But it's also like a broad general principle that applies to life. So everyone is going to be a maximizer in some areas of their life, and everyone is also going to be a satisficer in other areas. So what I mean is, someone might be a maximizer when it comes to maybe, okay, my family, for example, if you have children or something like that. But you might be a satisficer when it comes to picking a meal in a restaurant. So like, on one hand, it's a personality trait, but on the other hand side, it's also a broad principle that applies to everyone. So you have to really think about it in terms of yourself, because it's a self-knowledge notion, and there's no right or wrong, really. It's just about figuring out where you go along the spectrum.
I think what you just said about being a maximizer in certain areas and a satisficer in others, but the important thing is, what's your main tendency? What are you like in most areas? That's something to consider when you perform this self-analysis in order to find out who you really are. So that you don't just assume that I'm a maximizer because I'm maximizing in this and that situation.
Yeah, exactly. And you said when you do this analysis, and I mean, it's not something that you do once. It's a lifelong thing that you think about. And it's like a spectrum where you have, on one hand side, you have the satisficer. And then on the other hand side, you have the maximizer. And those are like two stereotypes. And you're probably somewhere in between.
And I would also like to add that there is probably a tendency to change as you grow older. I'm not sure if it's for everybody, but you can at least be aware that you might change. When it comes to me personally, I'm not exactly sure how this works, but I'm perfectly sure I was a maximizer when I was younger. I was a complete computer nerd. I could sit up around the clock and I'm just coding. But now, as I'm getting older, I'm getting more and more into the satisficer camp. And I'm not sure if it's my disposition that's changing or if I'm just getting lazy.
Hmm.
Anyway, I think once you've identified your type, you should try to push into the opposite area sometimes, just to see what it's like there. And if you're a maximizer, you definitely need to try other things sometime, and just do short projects and just be done with them.
Yeah, like just, you mean just because it's uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Here's what I think everybody should do. Just take a walk and reflect on this. It's even better if you do it with a friend. But taking walks, that's always useful. And reflecting on who you really are, that's an important knowledge that can help you in every area of life. If you know who you are, then you can also optimize your outcome.
I think that's pretty hard to disagree with. I'm just kidding with you. But one thing that I think is interesting about this is, if you look in popular culture, like books and movies and things like that, you often see that the kind of mad genius, either that, or you see the super creative entrepreneur person. And that's like, it's like a crazy perfectionist genius, kind of like the way Steve Jobs is in his movie, you know? And that's like a stereotype. But on the other hand side, what if you had like a satisficer who was a big picture, simplifying satisficer? Couldn't that also do the same roles? Couldn't that also be the genius or the super entrepreneur? Or is it just a worse story?
I actually think that the entire tech business is moving in that direction. Decades ago, you typically perfected your software before giving it to your clients. But these days, you're not even talking about beta releases. You just release whatever more or less works, and then you keep developing it in tandem with your clients. So today, tech companies, they are satisficers, but they used to be maximizers. And I can definitely see a role for satisficer managers or satisficer entrepreneurs that, well, they just make sure they get things going, get something out there, and then they start playing tennis with the idea and the product. A final note is that I think you should put this into your commonplace somewhere. Make a note that's simply called me or self-analysis or something. And whenever you come across things like what we've discussed today, are you a maximizer or are you a satisficer, for example, make a note of who you are you a maximizer, and also why you've come to that conclusion. And yeah, maybe some extra notes on what you might do about it or how you could optimize it or benefit from it.
Yeah, and I have one final advice here, and that's that if you find that you're a maximizer, then you need to be extremely careful about what you choose to do, because you're probably gonna, like, you can't help yourself spending so much time on it. So because of that, the choice of deciding what you do and making sure that you don't spend your time on bullshit is the most important thing for you to spend your time on. So, for example, you need to really avoid doing stuff that you're not talented at, and you also really need to manage your biological prime time so that you do the most important thing every day, like for 3 or 4 hours.
Great, great advice. That's all we had for today. Please leave a review to help more people see this podcast. It helps more than you might think.
All right, thanks for listening. See you next time.